contacts with Russia.
By Trump aides throughout the campaign.
Evacuees get the all clear in California.
Woo-hoo, we are home, yes!
Harrison Ford's runway misadventure.
Instead, he landed on a parallel taxiway.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup amid calls for an investigation into ousted National Security Advisor Michael Flynn over his dealings with Russia comes word of repeated contact with Russian officials by several people close to Donald Trump during the presidential campaign. The New York Times cites phone intercepts. Our coverage begins with correspondent Jeff Pagaz.
The FBI and U.S. intelligence agencies are digging into whether Trump associates were coordinating with the Russian officials during the 2016 campaign. For several months now, U.S. government officials have been insisting to CBS News that there was frequent contact between the Russian officials and Trump associates during the campaign. One source with knowledge of the development says, quote, "I think it's worse than what we know." If Flynn lied to the FBI, he could face charges under a 200-year-old law that bans private citizens from negotiating with foreign governments.
And when it comes to Flynn, he may no longer be in the administration, but he may not be out of the fire. Let's go live now to White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Members of Congress from both parties say firing Flynn was the right decision, but there are still questions. And on the Democratic side, calls for more investigations.
There are potential criminal violations here.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says Attorney General Jeff Sessions should tap an independent prosecutor. Top Republicans say the Flynn matter will be looked into by the House and Senate intelligence panels. But the leader of the House inquiry seems more interested in pursuing how news of it got out. On Twitter this morning, Mr. Trump notes everything we know about Flynn's contacts with Russia have only come to light because government officials in the know have leaked it. And he says that is a very serious situation in and of itself. Steve?
And Stephen, the Middle East draws attention today as Israel's prime minister will pay a call on the president.
And he can expect a very warm welcome. Donald Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu see eye to eye on most Mideast issues. What we'll be watching for most closely today is whether Mr. Trump steers U.S. policy away from the two-state solution that has been pushed by the last two presidents. Last night, officials here suggested a Palestinian state alongside Israel is not the goal if it doesn't bring peace.
Live coverage of the news conference the two leaders will hold can be heard on many of these CBS radio news stations. In Brussels, Defense Secretary Mattis calls NATO a fundamental bedrock for the U.S. President Trump has expressed recent support for the alliance, but during the campaign, he called NATO obsolete. Now to Tacoma, Washington.
One more deportation.
Protesters outside a federal detention center angry over the arrest of 23-year-old Daniel Ramirez Medina. He was brought to the U.S. as a child and protected under the Obama administration policy DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. Mark Rosenbaum is his attorney.
And this was the first time that we learned of any DACA beneficiary being picked up by immigration.
ICE agents say Ramirez admitted to being in a gang. His attorney denies that. Well, days of tension has broken for nearly 200,000 people who were forced out of their homes near a Northern California dam. They're now returning home.
Very happy to come home.
Well, I am very excited.
And repairs have been made on an emergency spillway at the country's tallest dam, but a test is coming with more storms rolling in starting tonight.
I'm waiting for all the rain to be over, I guess. I don't know, my kids call me crazy, but I call it my spidey senses, and they're not going down yet.
Officials say they haven't ruled out another evacuation if the repairs don't hold. At least six tornadoes are blamed for damage southwest of Houston. James Markle lives in an area that was hard hit.
You could see the damage coming into the subdivision, the kind of trees missing and stuff. And as soon as I got up to my area, I was just, man, it's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking.
At least six people were injured. Aviation officials say actor Harrison Ford had a close call at a Southern California airport named for a Hollywood legend. Ford was at the controls of his small private plane when it flew over an American Airlines jet Monday, waiting to take off from John Wayne Airport, and he landed on a taxiway instead of a nearby runway. CBS News aviation analyst Mark Rosenkirk.
A runway is clearly marked with markings indicating that it is a runway. A taxiway has its own separate identification line.
2 years ago, Ford was seriously hurt when his plane crashed on an L.A. golf course. The way a new report tells it, young drivers engage in plenty of risky behavior behind the wheel. CBS's Vicki Barker joins us now with more.
The AAA says 88% of drivers aged 19 to 24 admit to texting behind the wheel, running a red light, or speeding. So far, so stereotypical. But the researchers were surprised to learn that 1 out of 10 drivers between 60 and 74 have also texted or sent emails while driving, while 37% of those over 75 said they'd run a red light. In fact, well over half of drivers in every age group have broken at least one driving law, one possible explanation for the rising traffic death rate. Steve.
Overseas, there's intrigue surrounding the death of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's half-brother, Asia correspondent Adriana Diaz.
According to South Korean media, Kim Jong-nam was attacked by two female assassins with poisoned needles at a Malaysian airport. There were other reports that the estranged half-brother of North Korea's leader had a cloth sprayed with a chemical shoved on his face. Malaysian police confirm Kim Jong-nam was rushed to the hospital, where he was declared dead on arrival.
And there's been no comment from North Korea. When it comes to soccer players, a new British study finds players who head the ball repeatedly have a higher risk of dementia. Researcher Hugh Morris studied the brains of 14 pro soccer players.
When we examined their brains in autopsy, we saw the sorts of changes that are seen in Xboxers, so the changes that are particularly associated with repeated head injury.
Some of the players showed evidence of CTE, the same type of brain injury that's been seen in some NFL players after their deaths. A champ was crowned last night in New York.
Best in show at the 141st Annual Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. The German Shepherd dog.
Rumor, a 5-year-old German Shepherd who came out of retirement to win Best in Show on Fox Sports 1. It's just the second time that breed has taken the honor. A Texas judge has tried to make a point about what she calls a broken judicial system. Here's CBS's Jim Shenavy.
Murder is a serious offense, and the bond for murder suspects is usually high. But when Bell County, Texas, Justice of the Peace Claudia Brown set bond for Antonio Willis of Killeen, there wasn't a bail bondsman around who could set him free. The bond was set at $4 billion. Brown admitted she set the bond high to call attention to exorbitant bonds that she says forced too many people to remain in jail until trial. A state district judge later lowered Willis's bond to $151,000. Jim Shenavy, CBS News.
Hawaiian Airlines continues to lead the way in on-time performance of all the major airlines. The government's report on December puts Delta number 2 and American Airlines in third. Frontier Airlines fared the worst among the 14 they looked at. And that's the World News Roundup for Wednesday. I'm Steve Kaif, CBS News.